Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wild night of basketball in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's Tournament. You asked the question yesterday at the very end of our show, which game is going to be the most exciting basketball game, most intrigue behind it? And for a half, you were right with Maryland and Florida, because for a half, the Crab Five and the Terps, they were game for Florida. Then they got wore down, and it looked like a team that unraveled.
Yeah.
At the end, like, it was just like the end is near. They were tired, and Florida just kept leaning. And now we'll see what happens with Maryland's coach, Kevin Willard, which we will revisit, because some sleuthing has pulled a common thread.
Ah.
And it's a doozy. We had our first overtime game of the tournament, though, and what a finish to that Arkansas-Texas Tech game. 85-83 in overtime. This is how the Hogs blew a 16-point lead.
Hawkins will give it to Williams. Dribbles over on the right side. Williams trying to back it against Knox. Into the paint. Turns baseline. Pump fake. Puts it up off the glass. And in! 7.3 to go. Texas Tech up 2. Here comes Wagner up the right side. 3 seconds left. Wagner driving right. Behind his back. Launches a 20-footer for the tie. No! It's over! Texas Tech has won! Texas Tech is going to the Elite Eight!
A flurry at the end, and John Calipari leaves the tournament with a timeout in his pocket.
So there's a couple things in here. John Calipari in his career, when leading by 6 or more at halftime, I think the line was he's 35-0.
That seems really good for him.
Yeah,
and so, he was up 7.
Yeah, it was the first game he had blown with a 6 point or more lead at halftime in his career. Look, the
yikes, dog.
I'm actually pro not using a timeout in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it settle. Make the defense try to pick some stuff up. We'll talk about it in a little bit. It's the Giddy situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a scramble, but there was some direction there. In college, sometimes it's better because the kids can't create. Because DJ Wagner was a high-level recruit, did not go well for him last year, followed Cal down to Arkansas. DJ Wagner said it's DJ Wagner time. And that entire possession was a train wreck.
It was an unmitigated disaster. And that was the thing, is that, like, I don't necessarily have a problem with him not immediately calling the timeout. Mm-hmm. But once they crossed half court,
and
you could tell
it
was helter-skelter.
Yeah.
Call that timeout, because you're going to be going back to Fayetteville with it, and that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the only thing that kind of was like, damn, Coach Cal.
When he got doubled and he didn't move the ball immediately, that's when, if you're going to do it, it's right there because it's like, because you knew at that point in time when he didn't move the ball, you weren't going to get a good shot out of it.
But the unraveling was far more than that. And we talked about this yesterday, right? These coaches that are playing more tempo style, an NBA style of basketball, that's something that Cal has always preached with why his guys go and play for him, right? Is that trust, the way that you play, it's going to be getting you ready for your next journey in the next mission. Well, that not calling a timeout, especially after they jumped him at half court, that's a big reason why. Yeah. And there's no guarantees with the way that the end of that game went that they were going to draw something up out of a set and
get a good look.
Yeah, because Texas Tech was all over him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing we talked about going into that game is, you know, is Adu Thiro going to be available? Well, he was, but he played 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? JT Toppin happened.
And then Darian Williams happened.
Yes,
Darian Williams hitting that shot to take the eventual game winner. That shot, he was 2 of 15 from the field at the 12:40 mark.
And he finished 8 of 26.
In the second half. He went 6 of 11 from the 12:40 mark on. Had 15 of his 20 points were in that final 12 minutes and 40 seconds. He turned into a different player. Hit a big three and then went down, hit the two. That was the eventual game winner. Darian Williams, while all the focus was on Toppin, finally woke up in that final stretch of the game.
Yeah, and on the flip side of it, for Arkansas, Wagner and Davis just could not hit anything.
Yeah.
And it was like, because if you look up and down the box score, and if you like, there's the way the game feels and then the way the game actually is in the tracking, and you're like, yeah, it feels like everybody else is hitting shots except for those two guys. And, I mean, they couldn't manufacture anything.
Yep.
In the final, 7 minutes?
No. And, like, everything that went well for Arkansas early flipped on its head because it wasn't just Darian Williams waking up, but Elijah Hawkins was turning the ball over left and right. And then all of a sudden, he became more of a factor in the final stretches. Not as, like, a volume score, but at one point in the game, Jeff Goodman pointed this out. Elijah Hawkins was 0 of 9 from the field, 0 of 6 from 3, and had 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
He cleaned it up and buttoned things up at the end.
Knocked down a 3, didn't turn the ball over.
And boom, everything that was going wrong went right for Grant McCaslin and the Texas Tech Red Raiders. And they are now dancing on to the Elite Eight, and we now no longer have any double-digit seeds in the tournament.
Crazy.
Pour one out for the double-digit seeds.
No Cinderellas.
Yeah, it would have been a stretch to call Cal and
Arkansas
his horde of 5 stars.
Yeah. I mean, just off the top of my head, I think Thiro was a 5-star. Fland was. Wagner was. Carter Knox, if he wasn't, he was right on the edge. So, 4.
4 of them.
Dang. Not all 5 stars are created equal.
No, they're not. But one that is definitely not the same as everybody else is Cooper Flagg. And Cooper Flagg and Caleb Love, they put on an absolute show last night. That was it, the final score, not what that game had in it. 193, it had a little bit of everything, and Caleb Love put that team on his back, but they were no match for Cooper Flagg and the Duke Blue Devils. We will get to that. But first, we have Big Will Betts with a SportsCenter update.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.